Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the show, Friday night's edition. And we want to talk about tonight, modern-day emotional males and hoodwinks. Now, there's two groups of people that I really cannot stand, and it's not the people themselves. It's the behavior that go along with these group of people. Now, on my show, anybody can call in. We can jump off the gate, off of anything that we got to talk about tonight. Now, the first hour and a half, I want to stick to topic. I don't want to talk about nothing else but the topic. The last 30 minutes of the show, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. We'll talk about something personal you got going on. We'll talk about sports. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It doesn't matter. We can talk about it. On this show, it's my show. There's no limitations here. We can talk about, you know, YouTube and all the other crap. They got all these rules and, you know, trolling and game playing. But on the radio show, it is more free and relaxed here. So don't worry about it. This is my atmosphere that I control. So as we get started with the show, I'm the type of dude, I look at the calls, I see them, I go ahead and let you on right off the back, because I'm not doing a show just to run off in my mouth. I think I do enough of that on YouTube. I want to let you guys chime in on your opinions on the modern-day emotional males and hood rats. So person jumped in as soon as the show got started from the 215 area code. So 215, you're on the show.
Hello?
Hello, what's going on?
What's going on?
It's all right, brother.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
That's cool.
Can you guys hear me?
So the topic is modern-day emotional man.
Yes, well, hello, Ms. Gabriella. I didn't know you was sitting there. Anyway, yes, modern-day emotional males and hood rats, both of them. We talking about that tonight.
Well, I can't stand none of them.
You can't stand none of them? Why?
Because they make the community look bad. First of all, modern-day emotional men, you know, I won't say that they're gay, but they weren't raised by their father.
Oh, they're not gay. They're not gay. Not at all.
They just didn't have a father.
Most of them don't really have a male role model to show them.
Yeah, they don't have a father in their life.
Their behavior is not okay. Like, guys all over Facebook whining about, oh, this girl cheated on me. She broke my heart. Oh, man. Bros before hoes. All these females did me wrong. Like, they'll be saying stuff like that. And they've never had a male figure in their life to say, you know, okay, a girl cheated on you, but you shouldn't be getting all bent out of shape over it. And if you are, you shouldn't be saying it publicly because it makes you look stupid.
Yeah. No girl won't want you when you're emotional.
But bro, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, brother. Okay, when it comes to modern-day emotional male, what's the one thing about them that you just cannot stand?
Like the other lady said, how they react when they have a breakup.
Oh, yeah, by them getting their feelings hurt.
Just the crying. And the
man. I can't stand that either, bro. I'm like, man, where's your nuts at?
Really?
Somebody took it and threw it away or what?
I don't like the way they dress either.
They're wearing them skinny jeans and neon shirts, and they got their lip gloss popping and everything else.
You know, me personally, I mean, my opinion, that's a female's issue to address. Like Ms. Gabriella, me, I can't care less how they dress. I'm talking about the way they act in relation to other men. That's how I can't stand. I mean, they're so catty. They have so much drama. Always some drama. I'm wanting females. I've never seen that in my life, man. That dudes got so much drama. They always talking about somebody else. All the time. I mean, it's like, dude, like, do you have a monthly cycle or what?
I'm not emotional, though. You know, I had a father in my life, and he always taught me how to act like a man.
Awesome.
So.
And, you know, let me put something else out there about that. just because your mother and father are not together doesn't mean your father can't be in your life. They got people that their parents just didn't work out, and their dad was there for them the whole time. So it's not just because you grew up in a single-parent household mean you're going to become a modern-day emotional male, because they got some women that's stronger than men. Believe it or not, they do. And they're not going to let their son be all, you know, emotional and feminized and emasculated. So I just want to put that out there, because not all single mothers are raising those kind of dudes.
Well, it's best to live with your father. Like, my father raised me until I was, like, 17. It's best to live with your father because you'll catch on more the role of a man. Your mother, a mother, regardless of the way she acts, she can't raise a man. Only a man can raise another man.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, your mother can teach you good moral character and all this other stuff, but she cannot prepare you to step into this world as a man. She can't. I mean, she can prepare her daughter. I mean, because she's a woman. But she and I wish more women would get that. That's why when these boys get around 12, 13, they get out of hand because, all right, they starting to transition from boy into man, and only a man know how to curb that behavior, understand where this boy is coming from, and all that. But when these women can't handle it, they option is, well, let me emasculate him. Let me break him down. You know, let him, because I can't control his manhood, but I can control him feminine. And then it's an agenda. It is an agenda in America, especially with the black male. We are the most revered men when it comes to being manly. And that's why they're trying to break us down every single day, because a weak, feminized black male can easily be controlled, not black men in all their essence, glory, and stance.
Yeah.
You know?
Hood rats now, right?
Do what?
Hood rats now, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let me know about hood rats, because like I said, I got some other calls sitting here want to get in. But
yeah,
what's your mind about hood rats?
Would it be all right, like I had a situation before where I was in school, and this girl, she wanted to fight me, and I hit her back because the way she was acting. Was I right for it, or would it be all right if I just let her beat me down, but I hit her back at least like once?
Well, let me ask you a question. Was she a habitual line stepper?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's a habitual line stepper, and you asked her to stop. She hits you. No real woman is going to hit on a man like that because, you know, good and well, she's not going to win that physical fight. Only hood rats do that. Are you going to pick up something and hit a man? Then when he crown you in your jaw, I'm a woman. Oh, now you're a woman all of a sudden. But all before, you was acting like a wild hyena from the jungles of Africa.
Exactly. And then they was calling me, they were saying I'm a faggot for hitting the girl.
And what is she for hitting you then? You didn't hit her first?
No, she hit me first. She do something. She threw water in my face. I don't really know what to do, so I just hit her.
I'll hit her back.
But this is the thing. You remember Artis Hughes and Shadia Lane, you know, the bus driver,
right?
Yeah,
it was similar to that.
Okay. Look at how many people supported him, and he uppercutted the hell out of that chick. He did, and threw her off the bus with her pink Walmart jacket, like B. King said. And so it's not always – now, if he would have just hit a woman and she wasn't doing him anything – and all, okay, then people would have had an issue with that. But a hood rat, man, people don't care about them hood rats because they are violent. That's all they do. They destroy everything they touch. Men, children, jobs, the government. They destroy everything. I can't stand them females. I put it out there. I cannot stand hood rats. I can't stand them. I have a chip on my shoulder about hood rats. Hood rats don't like me. If I see them in a line, I go to the other way.
It's not just blacks that are hood rats, because I know some people will be like, oh, well, hood rat, that automatically means black woman. There is a big difference between a black woman and a hood rat.
That's why I said hood rat. I didn't say black woman, because they got females who aren't black that act like hood rats, too. And I have seen them, and I call them hood rat, too. No problem. Because hood rat, the behavior is not about a color. Because, you know, I remember I put up a picture on my Facebook this week. They said the Real Housewives of Section 8. They had a black woman come on my feed talking about, oh, why you were sitting up here bashing black women? I said, okay. I said, well, you'd guess you didn't see that post I put up right after that that say ghetto has no race, and it was a white chick pregnant, smoking, walking down the street with another kid in a bra. You have nothing to say about that, so don't come at me like that.
Maybe it applies to her.
I'm an equal opportunity dude to call you out. I don't care what color you are, what gender. If you're wrong, I'm going to call you out. I'm not going to just call out black women. I'm going to call out black men, whoever. It don't matter. You're wrong, you're going to get it. But, bro, I appreciate you calling. Let me go ahead and jump on these other calls.
Let me on.
Yeah, be kind of waiting. Appreciate you, bro. Eric Cole, 561, you on the show.
How you doing, Adverse? It's me once again, Jordan.
Oh, hold on. What did you just say? Hello, who?
Adverse.
Oh, it's Jordan. Jordan.
No. What did you say? Hello. What name you call me?
I don't know your real names. I just said Adverse.
No,
it's
the show. Yeah, no, I'm not Adverse Show. I'm Mr. Advice Show, or just Negro, whatever you want to call me, but not Adverse.
You said Negro?
Oh, okay.
Hey, man, I'm a Negro, Adverse. Too. I can't walk away from that. See, when you realize that, hey, you black, you won't get uppity. And a lot of black people get uppity, and they don't think
they... I am not a Negro. I am an African-American.
Yeah.
I studied at Harvard and Yale.
And then, you know, yeah. And then
breast black.
Yeah, then I've had white people tell me, well, we confused. We don't know what to call y'all because every week you change your name. I say, why don't you just call us by a name? Stop calling us names. But that's a different story.
I just say black. I don't go with all them extra terms.
Yeah, you know, because nobody says European-American. So anyway, Brooke, how you doing, Jordan? What's your take on modern-day emotional males and hood rats?
Well, for hood rats, I mean, they're going to be quite upset along with the thugs because – it's like I said, I wrote you a comment today that my grandmother read the newspaper, and she say that they supposed to be cutting food stamps. So in that case, you know, it's going to be a riot. It's going to be a riot.
Oh, well.
With them too.
Let them riot if they want to. The government got FEMA camps waiting on them. Let them riot. They the government already ready for that. If you don't realize what the government preparing for, we were talking about that last night at work. This government ready for people to start acting a fool so they can declare martial law. And if they declare martial law, guess what? Obama's not going to ever get out of office. So let them pull that if they want to. The fact of the matter is that is a program that can be taken away at any time. It's not an American right. Food stamps is not in the Constitution. You know, like, if you know, they want to take away guns, we could fight that because, okay, that's in the Constitution, our right to bear arms, not food stamps. So that can go away at any time. And there's nothing you can say about it either.
Right. Right. That means they have to get up and start working like the hard way.
That's right, because think about it, prior to welfare and prior to feminism, our family stayed together and everybody worked. And also prior to them shipping all the jobs to China and Mexico and everywhere else too, we had manufacturing jobs in the U.S. and everybody was working, no matter if you're black, white, whatever. Everybody stayed together 30, 40, and 50 years, raised their kids, had big families, you know, because like we were discussing this last night, one of my partners at work, you know, he's Mexican. He was talking about, yeah, Mexicans have big families. I said, wait a minute, black people have big families too. My father comes from a family of 8. My mother comes from a family of 7. And black people had big family, 13 kids, 15 kids.
My mom is 1 out of 7 kids, too, so.
Yeah, there you go. So we had big families, and we stayed together with none of, but the thing is, I noticed you didn't have this hood radish behavior either with the old school black women, like from my grandmother's time and on back.
Back in the day were gorgeous. You've seen the black and white pictures of Billie Holiday. They were, oh, my goodness. Like, if you go and look at those old pictures of black women from the 50s and 60s, they had those little pencil skirts, and they conducted themselves like real women. They were soft-spoken. And some of them, you know, they were loud, and they were not loud in a bad way, but they were very outspoken, but in a classy way.
Yeah, and one thing I never heard my grandmother do. I've never heard my grandmother call my grandfather a nigger or cuss him out. Never. I'm not saying they didn't have, you know, disagreements or whatever, but I just never heard that. But in this day and time, you know, these females calling you nigger and cussing you out and challenging you to fight, I never heard of that. Like, why would you sit up here challenging a man to fight you when you know good and well you're not going to win that match? But you know what? The reason why you do it is because you know that that man will come there and throw that man in jail, okay, give him 60 to 90 days, and ruin him with his chances of a job. That's why I'm totally against the hood rat, because they ruined so many men who haven't had a lick of criminal history at all. They defend themselves against these hood rats, and what happens? They get locked up.
I didn't hear about the word hood rat until 2011, because when I first started hearing that, I was like, what's a hood rat? So, you know, I figured out what a hood rat is, so.
Yeah, okay, so let me ask you a question. What do you feel about the modern-day emotion of males?
The modern-day emotion of male, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
No comment on that. I mean, I'm too much, you know, not really related to that topic. But what the guy was talking about on the other topic that, you know, that the girl was trying to fight him.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, man, I had the same thing when I was younger, man, a whole lot younger, that these females were picking on me and wanted to fight me. And when a male gets physical, then they're going to run behind somebody to protect them.
Yeah. And then you have some dude with some cape. And that's the killing part about it. You have some simp to come up there and save this hood rat and actually want to fight you behind this hood rat. You know what I'm saying? Like, this female is not even worth fighting for. There's plenty of women honor you should defend to the core. But those women, no. I mean, they violent as it is. I mean, they challenge you to fight. They tell you to hit them. They tell you to hit them. Like, what woman would do that? Seriously. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Why do you want somebody to hit you? That's why if you get in a relationship with one of them hood rats, they want you to beat on them. Because for them, beating is love. That's what they used to.
Mm-hmm. Because I've had some women that I don't know if you've seen that episode of, I think, was it the pilot episode of Scandal or whatever, when she turned down that really decent brother that wanted to be with her? And she was talking about how she wanted the drama and the excitement of, you know, the relationship that really wasn't any good. A lot of black women, well, not all, but I guess the hood rats that haven't really been loved before by a real black man, when they have a decent guy come along, they'll sit there and say, oh, he's nerdy. He a lame-ass nigga. I don't want to be with him. Oh, he ain't got swag. He don't want to hit me. He don't yell. Like, that's exactly what the kind of stuff they say.
Yeah, then that same female get an epiphany when she get in her 30s. I want a good man now. And then she got all these kids from all, like, you know, 4 or 5 kids from all these different thugs. And then she looking for a dude, and she get dudes with no kids coming in there with his cape. And I just, like, shake my head, man. I'm like, oh, man, come on, bro. I mean, every dude in the hood been through this chick. And you sitting up there, you going to just want to queen up with her? I mean, let her suffer in her demise. That's how I feel about it. But, man, I appreciate you, bro, for joining us on the show. I got this other call. I've been waiting here about 11 minutes.
Okay.
All right, man.
Okay.
Eric code 484. Eric code 484.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm all right. So what's your opinion you got on the modern-day emotional male and hood rat?
Hood rats, I don't even deal with them. It's wasting time with me because I've been through that. So.
You've been through it. What's the main thing you can't stand about a hood rat?
They loud.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, they loud.
Oh,
man.
Oh, they loud.
Do every hood rat have a hearing problem? Because they act like they do.
Because all that yelling they do, eventually it takes a toll on your eardrum, so they have to yell now.
I mean, like, seriously, they need miracle ear or whatever. I mean, because, like, you know, usually people who have a hearing problem talk extremely loud because they're trying to hear themselves speak. And maybe that's it. I don't know.
They curse too much. That's the problem. They curse too much. They always, you know, thinking they try to challenge you and all that. I dealt with it. And I ain't going to lie. I dealt with somebody that had 2-3 kids. This is long, my early 20s. So I'm 29 now, so. I don't deal with that no more.
Well, you know what, bro? Let me tell you something. When you got a dude, like you say, your early 20s doing things like that, I won't be as hard on him about it. But when you get, like, your age, late 20s, and especially 30-plus, and you still doing that, oh, you need to be clowned because you should have learned by now. You should have learned. I say this much. By the time you're 25, you should learn. All right, not to fool them kind of females.
Oh, they still deal with them. If people older than me deal with them.
Man, yeah, and that's sad. I mean, they be chasing behind them chicks. I'm like, why?
That's because they got big booties, though.
Like, but they broke. They don't have nothing to offer that Uncle Sam don't give.
Never trust the big button smile. That's what I said.
I mean, that's how some of them are. Some of them will have, like, five kids, bad credit, working at Walmart, but they'll be like, I'm thick. I got this huge butt, and I'm this and I'm that. And there'll be guys that'll chase after them just because.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially, you know, we're talking about black men, at least for right now. Oh, yeah, it'd be a bunch of thirsty niggas. Oh, you fine. Oh, girl, what's your number? And, you know, all this other stuff. Like, dog, for real? I say, this chick went to City Trends and bought that little outfit she got on and got that cheap weed from the Koreans and y'all all on them. But then y'all be the same dudes on YouTube talking about, women need to go natural. But, yeah, you be commenting on these chicks full of weed and hood rats. That's what I can't stand. I've seen dudes on YouTube do that. Be like, I, you know, sometimes you can see they feed, they'll say something. And then you can see what they say on another video. Like, dude, didn't you just not say that you can't stand weave and them type of women, but yet you big up in one, like, a 10 seconds later?
Oh, I mean, I've dealt with it. The guys, it's not even, it had nothing to do with hood rats. But the same guys will be running around, they'll attack any woman who wears weave and contacts, and they'll say all these things about how you hate yourself, and they'll sit there and go on and on in this crazy spiel about how you need to go natural, you need to do this, you need to do that to your appearance. But then it'll be the same ones going in the girls' inboxes. I've had girls put these kind of guys on blast. The same ones that'll be with that hotep stuff.
Them hotep niggas.
Those are the same ones. I can show you, if I was messy like that, I could screen cap conversations that these guys would be like, you know, I'm sorry, I made fun of your weave and stuff. You know, I was just doing that to show off to my friends. Like, they'll, you know. That's how they are.
Yeah. Oh, they'd be fighting over them in the club. They'd be rushing to dance with them in the club. It's crazy.
So that stuff about how there'll be, I don't believe it for a second when a black guy say, oh, I don't like a girl with weave. I want a girl that goes natural.
Yeah, they'd be lying because, trust me, if a brother's really went on that, like, kick about they don't want weave and they just shunned every female that wore it, they wouldn't wear it anymore because they couldn't get them. I mean, it's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the emotional male real quick.
Yeah, yeah, get into that modern-day emotional male, man.
Oh,
I think
man.
To me they're worse than hood rats, personally. That's in my opinion.
Yeah, the one thing I can't stand is when people, they get online, and I did a video on this. I ain't posted up yet. But they talk about nice guys always finishing last and all that. I can't stand when guys say that. I never like that. I don't think a nice guy finishes last. I think if you will push over and you let somebody walk all over you, yeah, you're going to get the short end of the stick all the time.
Yep, it's the truth. Some of the nice guys finish last. No, they don't finish last. The fact of the matter is, I mean, like Too Short said, you know, if you let them use you, they'll treat you like a teddy bear. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
That's not what they do to them. They just sit there and use them and throw them away because they're so nice. And, you know, like, you know, Too Short said, too, and the main thing those dudes do versus dudes who don't is that, you know, they put, I want to say this. Nah, I forget. I'm on the radio show. I'm not going to be that clean about it. They put that, you know, pussy on the pedestal type of stuff. That's what they do. And
yeah. They
worship these females and all that. And the thing about it, the dudes that dog these females out, that's the ones they want. Or the dudes that don't give them no money, no time, they chasing behind them. They writing hot checks for these guys to get the next Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll do it to a certain extent, but I'm not going to go crazy because if I feel like it's a waste of time, I'm going to ice them out completely because I'm not going to waste my time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever heard your show live because when you usually do your show, I'm usually sleeping. I work at night, so I usually catch it on demand and download it
uh-huh.
on my phone. So it's the first time I've actually, you know, got to listen to your show live.
Well, I definitely appreciate you, you know, joining us on the show, brother. Like I say, this show is a little bit more lax than the YouTube videos. You know, YouTube, man, they got too many doggone rules, and you can't, you know, say certain things. You can't go certain.
Oh,
I mean,
they
you can.
Flag, I have they flagged my channel a couple of times for posting something up. It took a year for them to do it, but they struck my channel a couple of times. So. I know
yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying. You know,
they've been doing that recently too. They'll sit there and pull a video that'll be 5 years old, and then take it down because of copyright or something crazy. So,
Well, like I said, I'm going to get into that conversation, too, about the last 30 minutes of the show, talking about all that, because I had a sister hit me up about, you know, they was trying to get her, and I learned a lot of how to fight them back, and I've actually won a lot, too. But I'll talk about that last 30 minutes of the show. I want to kind of stay on topic.
I've actually, I don't know if you know my Twitter handle. I've actually tweeted you a couple of times. It's BGZ426. So I don't know if you recognize that.
426.
That I did.
Do you have Brandon Good in your thing?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, so you, okay, yeah, you say you're going to start a channel and everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
I started the channel, but I different videos. I really don't do commentary like that. I just started doing commentary.
Uh-huh.
So I just let y'all do it because y'all do it better than me. Like, I do sports commentary.
Man, I don't do it better than nobody. It took me years, years. And you can ask Ms. Gabriella, since 2009.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Long time ago, I started this stuff. I remember, man, I used to say in the middle of my commentaries, a lot, I used to say something, and like, it's so many things I had to learn not to do. And then the one thing it took me for the longest to get over was my accent. The first time I ever heard myself talk on the YouTube, I said, oh, my God, I sound country as hell. But then I say, you know what, I'm embrace it because, you know, I am from the South and it'll make me unique. I don't want to sound like, you know, so educated where nobody can relate to me. So, you know, it takes time, man. Just do enough videos, you'll learn.
Yeah, what's your take on a modern day emotional male?
You want to know my take?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Well, my take is I can't stand them fools. I can't stand them to save my life. They always got bumping their gums about another dude 24/7, just like a female. They jealous of another dude, just like a female. You know how females be jealous of another chick, the way she dressed or the attention she gets? Same thing with these modern-day emotional males. You get some attention, here come these dudes being all jealous. You know, you work hard, you buy you a car, you buy you a house, or whatever. They jealous of that. They can go work
it's
hard,
like
just like
you. It's accepted. It is like it's now... It's okay for males to be emotional. I don't know why, but it wasn't like that back in the day.
And it wasn't like that back in the day at all. You're right about that. When I was coming up, men had to be men.
Yeah. And some of these dudes wouldn't survive 10, 15 years ago the way they acted.
No, they wouldn't have. They'd have been clowned. They'd have been beat up and everything else. I mean, the way these dudes even dress today, if you'd have put that back when I was growing up in the 90s in high school, in the 90s, man, they'll straight clown them every day for wearing them old bright-looking colors and skinny jeans.
Yeah,
I mean, those dudes back in the day, brothers in the garage always, you know, lifting weights, man. Or brothers, you know, on the football field, brothers doing something. Brothers wasn't trying to be all skinny and you know, trying to say stuff about other dudes. Like, why you worry about another dude's body all the time? You know what I'm saying? Like people be trying to say stuff about me online. Like, dude, that is the most female tactic I've seen in my life. Women say that. Oh, you know, she thinks she this. She fat. She this. She that. Now you got dudes saying that sort of thing. It's like, man, y'all like a bunch of homosexuals. Where, like, why are you paying attention to another man's body for? Like, think about it. Why? Yeah. Or, I mean, you judge
it. Everybody wants to be...
Look, check this out, man. You got all these dudes coming on YouTube saying, you ugly. Are you judging my looks? So it means to tell me you're looking at men trying to say who's attractive or not? I was like, oh boy, and that's homosexual too. That's why I say modern day, and these guys, they're not gay. They're not. But they don't realize that everything they're doing, like looking like that's what they are.
And they want to.
And what I don't understand is
girls,
why females don't check them.
And stuff.
Yeah, I don't get why females don't check them. Like, why would a female even get involved with a dude like that? I mean, of course, every guy to you should not be attractive. I mean, you should have no attraction to a man to say if he's ugly or what. Of course all dudes should be ugly to you. Why are you looking at dudes like
that? They need to take their panties off and put some boxers on or something. Cause.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, them dudes right there probably need to put some – they probably putting that – what's that stuff? Tampax probably up there behind once a month. That's probably what they do.
Yeah, you said the last 30 minutes of the show you can talk about anything because I wanted to bring up – it was a video you did a couple days ago, and I know another person that you don't like, Tommy, he did the same video. I wanted to talk, like, the last 3 minutes of the show about that guy that got killed over them cops that shot that boy from, I guess because the baby mom was bad-mouthing him or to his son or something. So I wanted to bring that up the last 30 minutes of the show, if that's fine with you.
That's fine with me. Like I said, last 30 minutes, we can talk about anything that you would like, my brother. So, like I said, we got about, what, an hour before that happens? So let me, like I said, if you got anything more to say, I need to move on to the next call. They've been sitting on about 13 minutes.
Oh, okay.
All right, bro. So, like I said, I'm a mute you out and let this another call in. But like I said, last hour, 30 minutes of the show, we'll talk about it. Let's see. Come on, Law Talk Radio. Don't trip on me now. All right, area code 901. I know you've been sitting 13 minutes. You're on the show. Area code 901. Are you listening? I just want to find out if you want to talk, because when I see him in the queue, I let you guys in. 901. Well, I guess Ms. Gabrielle, they just want to talk. So what we're going to do, you know, in Advisor Radio fashion, I don't have people just sitting on the line. Like I said, we all can participate in the show. So what I'm about to do, I'm going to let all these callers right back in and just have our group discussion. So all the callers that were talking earlier, all three brothers, y'all back on the show. So, Ms. Gabrielle, let me ask you a question as a woman. Why is it that women today will actually sit here and date these modern-day emotional males?
Because it's easier to walk all over them. Like, me personally, I would never date a modern-day emotional male. They make me feel like I'm in a lesbian relationship, and I just
don't. Wow.
I've had it happen before. I've dated.
Y'all be some lesbianas?
That's how they made this guy. I swear, he was one of those metrosexual type guys. And he was always making fun of my parents and telling me I should do this, I should do that, I should wear this, I should wear that. And he was, it was always drama, and he was always, like, trying to get in arguments so he could make up. And, like, I'm not going to date none of these modern-day emotional males. But some girls, like, the real dominant types, the ones that want to be, like, the kind of women that like to, like, break down a man and try to insult his masculinity and try to fight for dominance in the house so she can be the one calling the shots. Those are the kind of women that will go for a modern-day emotional male because it's easier for them to get their way. Like, those will be the kind of girls that will be making her man hold her purse while she goes to the bathroom.
That's not being a modern-day emotional male, because if you don't take your purse to the bathroom, if your man's staying there, and nothing wrong with that. Now, because I'm going to say this much. I hold my wife's purse, she got to go to the bathroom. It don't make me like no sort of modern-day emotional male.
Okay, fine. Let's change that. The kind of men that sit there and have to check with mama to see if everything is okay, to see if he's allowed to go with the boys tonight.
It just depends the relationship, though. Like, dating-wise, I would say, nah, you do what you want to do. But when you become, like, married, then, no, you got
to
respect
yourself. I mean, things are different. You have to – I mean, there's nothing wrong with asking your wife if it's okay to go hang out. But if you actually have to sit there and it's like the woman is the one acting like a man in the relationship, it's kind of
– Well, if she acting like a man in a relationship, then that's the problem right there. If she acting like a man and you got on the skirt,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's too much.
He can't even protect you. If you got emotional men, he can't even. What he gonna do when you get into a situation? He can't protect you.
That's right, and that's why a lot of those females cheat on those dudes with men who aren't like that. Because at the end of the day, a woman wants to feel secure and she wants to feel protected. And she up here just being domineering over him. How does she feel secure and protected with that kind of guy? I mean, seriously. I mean, now, she want to control the guy, and that's the kind of woman she is, and, yeah, she will get that kind of guy. And he'd be happy with doing what she say. You know what I'm saying? And that's just crazy to me. But let me, hold on, we got another call sitting here. Area code 281, you on the show.
Hey, what's up? This is Derek.
What's up, bro?
What are you doing out here? You said you weren't going to call the show. Change your mind.
I couldn't help it. I'm listening to it while I'm studying. And I gotta speak my piece on it, man. Cause I'm with you, Advisor. I'm with you on this emotional male stuff, man.
Yeah.
I deal with that stuff every, well, in college, I dealt with it every day when I was in school. I mean, you think you're something because you got muscles. You think you're cool because you walk into the MSC with your Under Armour shirt and everything. I don't need no
muscles. Like, dude, do you hear what you're just saying? That sounds like a woman that's being jealous of another woman because she got a good body. And you got another dude saying that to you? I don't feel like this dude is gay, and he's just jealous. Why he looking at you like that? And if he wants to go do what you're doing, why don't he go to the gym and do what you're doing? It's that simple. Why are you hating for him?
Exactly. And you know what's worse? Because my whole crew back then, we were all muscular, just different sizes. Because all my friends, we all work out and everything. We got the whole school working out. And
yeah.
When we walk in, the girls would be eating, have mid-sentence, just stop and just stare as we walk by. And all that, ooh, look at that, look at them over there. And the guy sitting with them at the tables be like, man, that nigga ain't about nothing. I'm better than that. You can hear him talking. We just keep walking, go on and go get our food because he got a certain window to get your calories and protein in. But
yeah,
it's just crazy how that works. Or it might be because I'm doing engineering. Oh, you think you're special because you're an engineering major? I'm a business major. We don't have to work that hard to do stuff in school, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right there. Why are you hating, man? Worry about you. If you getting your business degree and you feel that's a better degree, why worry about a dude with an engineering degree? Or why worry about anybody else? Worry about you and your money. Because with the money you making or another dude making doesn't affect you. So why are you worried? But
they feel threatened.
Yeah, they feel threatened. But you know what, man? I tell you what, and Derek, you're going to see for yourself, man, the more you progress, the more and more you're going to start separating yourself from black dudes. I'm telling you. I promise you will. Your interaction with black dudes is going to be very minimal the higher you go. You'll see. Because that's going to be the worst. That's going to be your worst enemy.
Oh, it's black females, too. It's black females,
man, black
too.
For other black females.
Honestly, I have not had a black female friend in the past, I think, about 3 or 4 years. I just haven't. Because if they see a girl who is, like, it's crazy. Like, they see a girl they think looks better or she gets a lot of attention from guys, then it's really hard to get friends. So I guess it's just something in the black community as a whole. Well, maybe not black community as a whole, but the people that really aren't doing well or they don't feel like they can measure up or something. I don't know. They have something crazy going on in their head. And instead of trying to improve themselves, they want to just sit there and insult other people.
Yeah, somebody got some noise in the background. It sounds like a fan or something. I don't know what it is. Okay, it stopped. It's crazy. It's crazy, you know. Well, like I say, at least my interaction with black women, I've never had black women say worrying about if you get a job or worry about if you got something new or whatever. It's always these dudes. Now, it's not all brothers, of course. Now, I think if you just join with men that's similar to yourself and has the same type of lifestyle, goals, and aspirations, then it's cool. Because I know some of the best brothers in the world, man. We are talking, we are kicking everything.
I just bang with old heads. I can't bang with young boys because I deal with old heads because...
Yeah.
Them young boys.
Yeah, that's why, like me, I talk more to guys my age or maybe older. But, you know, you run into, like, I work with this brother. He's, like, 28. But I didn't think he was 28. I thought he was my age by the way he's talking, the way he carries himself. So me and him hit it off real quick. But if you one of them little silly dudes, I can't fool with you like that because you're not about business. I can't do that. You know, and more my thing is this brother here I'm talking about, you know, he married man and, you know, young brother and trying to make it, got a lot of, you know, got his head on straight. And them kind of brothers I can talk to at any given time. But these just, you know, modern day emotional males just straight hating and not trying to even improve their life. You know, it's sad. And that'd be the same dudes be like, you know, white folks holding me back. Like, no, your laziness is holding you back.
Hey, I got one more thing to say before I go. But it's not just, like, y'all already know that, but it's not just the black. Because when I go back to, when I'm visiting Houston and I'm in Katy.
Yeah.
With majority
Yeah, it's a lot of white folks in Katy. I know that.
Yeah, white or Hispanic. So I'll go to church. Like, sometimes I'll go to Second Baptist off of I-10.
Uh-huh.
And we'll come, like, even whenever I was just trying to finish my degree, they would be like, oh, what's your major? You doing business, this, that, and the other? Like, nah. Oh, are you in school? You have kids on the way? You got kids yet? Like, no. What are you talking about? Then I was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm in school. Well, I know you're not doing anything in science. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? This person really just said this. I said, I'm doing chemical engineering. Oh, really? How long you been in? A year? No, I'm actually about to graduate. About to get that degree in it. Oh, man, that's a lot of math. Then some girls had walked up, started talking too. And they were like, oh, yeah, engineering, that's so hard. That's tough. But why are you doing it? I said, and I'm like, why are they asking me these questions? Then some engineers from other schools that were at church came up, were trying to be like, well, I go to Texas A&M, or I go to UT, blah, 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 blah. And, but when you hear the conversation and we actually get on engineering-type topics, they could not hang with me. And I'm like, you go to this bigger school, but you don't know nothing. You know?
Exactly.
They were all trying to embarrass me or prove that they were superior, and they failed miserably, but it was just so obvious.
Those white males a lot of times to try to pull that?
Yes.
Oh, man, well, see, it's a lot different. When they do it, it's more so a trying to, like, prove that, hey, you know, I'm better than these Negro males. That's really what it is. It's not, like, the competition thing or the emotionalism that we have with these dudes today. That's a totally different, you know, subject. They don't want to see a black man doing good at all. They think that we can't get an education. They think that we don't know math, that we can't create businesses, that we can't be successful in our family, that we can actually keep our kids where they at until we get ready to have kids. You get what I'm saying? They judge everything off of what they see off of World Star Hip Hop and YouTube. So a lot of these people don't know black people. If you judge black people off of what you see online, then, yeah, that's what you're going to think about them. You get what I'm saying? Yep. But you actually got to get offline and go out and see they got black people that's doing good every day. But I was saying, well, I say this in the video I'm going to post later. You know, the messed up part about us as black people is when we poor and not having nothing, they complaining that we don't want to work. When we do work and have something, you complaining about that. Like, so which one is going to be? Either we're going to work or not have nothing. We can't be both.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I mean, that's just – but that's the walk for us, as, you know, black people, especially us as black men. You know, we got to deal with in America, period.
Yeah, I understand. I'm the only black person in my office. Well, there's one black woman, but she's from Canada. And then up in Colorado, right now I'm in Fort Worth, but I'll go back Monday. But in Colorado, I'm the only black male in the office.
It doesn't matter. It don't matter at all.
Yeah.
You be the pioneer for the other brothers. And,
I'm trying to get some of my friends hired on that deserve this opportunity because my company is actually hiring right now. So I'm trying to help them out and get some more color into this office. I actually met with the CEO a couple of days ago at a went out to eat and drank with him and all other good stuff. Did a real good job, not wanting my opinions and stuff on schools to visit, people to hire. But I'm about to go, y'all. I enjoy talking with everybody. I know I said I wasn't. You know, but I had to say something
because,
man, good show today.
All right,
bye.
My brother.
All right,
thanks. Yeah, thank you for calling, man.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right, so
it's like you were saying that, you know, a lot of the people who have jobs and complain that they don't like their job. I mean, like, why not own their own business or, you know, do something they like.
Mm-hmm. But let me reel this back here for a minute. When it comes to hood rats, why are these hood rats a lot of times be getting good dudes? Why is that?
I mean, they can get them, but they can't keep them.
I mean, no, of course they're not keeping them, but what I don't get, like, why decent dudes go after a hood rat. Like, what do...
Okay, especially if they're a young man. It really has to do I don't want to be graphic, but it's like it really has to do with the sex and the fact that it's easier to get sex from a hood rat, especially in these young men. Some of them aren't patient. They don't want to get with the good girls when they're in their early 20s because it takes longer.
You don't know what these girls got.
Hmm?
You don't know what these girls got. After they don't, these guys don't know what these girls got. You're sleeping around with them. Shoot.
Yeah.
They'll be messing with the hood rats because it's easy. And the hood rats, they'll be, I mean, they'll have sex with you within like 2 weeks. But the good girls take like sometimes.
2 weeks? The first day.
Well,
first
day.
Hour.
Oh, well. See? There you go. And a lot of young men aren't really thinking about, you know, the long term. They just want to have fun when they're young. So.
Yeah, until they get that chick pregnant and she put them on that child support. And then she acting like that chick on Twitter, Kiki Minaj. Talking about she getting a child support check going by weed. Y'all seen that? Y'all seen that?
What was it?
Remember that video I put up this week? Or two videos about that chick that had tied her child's hands and feet together, that hood rat, with duct tape?
Nah, I've seen that video, yeah.
I heard you talking about it. I didn't see the actual photo, but I heard you talking about it.
Well, yeah. Well, I also left a link to her Twitter page and everything. I made two videos. The first video, I just talked about the things she had. The second video, I talked about, you know, her attitude when she responded to me about my video. So I made two videos, you know, about that female. And then check it out. You know, somebody just messaged me today. Say, hey, do you know this chick pregnant again? I said, oh, God. I said, really?
I'm not surprised.
Really?
She's trying to get some more food stamps.
Yeah, she's trying to get some more child support. We were talking about the child support hustle yesterday at work. I mean, I said, that system's ridiculous. So we, you know, there's a lot of things in this country that I told them I would change. I said, I couldn't be president. I said, they'd kill me probably in the first week.
Yeah.
They probably would. I would make it. I would not make it because I would cut off so many things. It would be a lynch mob want to come after me.
They would say you a hate-filled person if you took off the food stamps, though.
So. Man, forget that.
I wouldn't even, I mean, I don't have a problem with
to
food
me, food stamps.
Stamps
only for being,
is,
to
that
me,
means
food
you
stamps,
have to be working and you don't have the income to support the family. Okay, that I understand. But food stamps and EBT and all that stuff shouldn't be your way of life.
This is my opinion. You should not be able to get food stamps if you aren't paying taxes, period. And if you just put that stipulation on it, you're like, you got these hood rats that don't work, don't have nothing at all, and they just get on the program versus you have a family who possibly got laid off or a job got shipped overseas to China or whatever, just because they made a certain amount of money, they can't get anything. But these hood rats can go spit out baby after baby after baby and get all the $1,000, $1,500 in food stamps every month when you got a family that's struggling. I don't think they should, you know, do that. Cut off these hood rats and give it to people who work hard and lost their jobs and having a hard time because of this economy. I mean, that would be the right thing to do because you are paying taxes into the system.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
All the elderly people as well who has also paid into the system and they collect Social Security.
Retirement.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because these hood rats need to be cut off. You cut them off, they'll stop having all these babies, and then, you know, but you have them to come up with that attitude. Somebody needs to take care of all my kids. Remember that chick?
Well, I mean.
You shouldn't have had all them kids. That's the
I don't even blame her. I don't blame her because the system makes it easy for stuff like that. They make it possible for her to basically sit on her. You know, I don't want to curse now. I'm trying to work on that. But it makes it easy for her to just lay up on her back, have kids, and have a free house and free daycare and free transportation and free phone and free food and free insurance.
And reduce utilities.
And reduce utilities just for having sex and getting pregnant.
Yeah, it's a come up in America. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, they talked about the Obama phone. So now my wife is saying cell phone. So, yeah, they talked about Obama phone already.
I ain't never heard of that, Obama phone.
Oh, yeah, and my wife, and check this out. My wife said that these women on Medicaid get paid by the government to go to their doctor's appointments. I didn't know that. They get paid gas mileage by the government to go to their own doctor's appointments that the government is paying for.
That's why I said it's a hustle.
Oh, okay. So my wife just said what these hood rats do is they put five people in one car, and then they go to their doctor's appointment, then they all claim mileage.
Oh, God, man.
I didn't know that. She was telling me that. I didn't know that. That's sad, man. And that's some of our tax dollars just going away. People just hustling. But you know what? They're cracking down on all that stuff. Like you, as I don't know you've been hearing lately how you've been cracking down on all that food stamp fraud. They ain't playing.
There's some people selling food stamps on Craigslist and Ebay.
Yeah, food. Yeah, Facebook and.
Mhm.
I didn't know they were doing. They doing it on
how
Craigslist.
How do you sell? I'm gonna
they
figure out how
food
you sell food stamps.
Hold on,
I'm about to check.
I'm about to see. I'm about to see if somebody in Houston right now. I'm just want. I just want to see if somebody that's foolish to do that on Craigslist. I'm gonna check right now. If somebody is that hood radish to pull that off. I can't believe that. Selling food stamps on Craigslist?
Well.
You crazy. My wife's asking to buy something.
I'm telling you,
crazy.
that's how they
fell
give
on your head.
$1, you know.
I would,
we get $500 back.
Hold on, let's see here. I said for sale. Let's see, what is this? I'm looking. Well, I don't see it. I mean, but it was in the search when I put in food stamps. It was in the search actually. You know, like when you put in Craigslist on the search, it pops up. Actually, it was there. That's crazy. But I don't see nobody.
See, there was a recent news report where somebody was selling something. They got caught selling food stamps online. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. Because I put up one. This chick was trying to sell them on Facebook, and they got her. And then this one dude was doing his tattoos for food stamps. I mean, these people just getting over every day. But give me one quick second. Let me let this other call in. Area code 661. You on the show?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You can hear me?
I can hear you pretty good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. No, true. I want to comment on what you're talking about earlier about the hood rat girls that the good man, the good guys that go with the hood rat girls. You know what it is? You know what? I just wanted to comment. I was going to say, like, you know what it is? A lot of these girls like to fling themselves at certain men still. That's what it is. For me, personally, when I'm at work or,
yeah,
like, certain places where I go, it's just, like, certain, like, the other day, I went to, like, a house party, like, someone invited me to a house party. And then I was in the basement, I was just chilling, whatever, and then, these girls look like they're, like, 30-plus and look like they had, like, already 3 youths, whatever the case is. And then these girls are, like, trying to, like, wind up in front of me and come up in front of me and everything like that. And after, so I'm just looking at these girls, like, these girls look like they've been ran through, like, 10 men, 20 men. I don't know. I'm just looking at it like that. I was just, like, enough times I see that these girls are quick to just fling the pokey at certain men, you know? And I see that. And I just wanted to make that little comment on that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I see them do it. Some of them, I guess they've never gotten that male attention at home. And so they go seeking it from men at parties, which is why I don't even like going to house parties anymore. Because it's always those girls, and they, as the advisor would say, in them city trans dresses and them rainbow leggings with the cheetah print leggings and a fishnet shirt, bent over, shaking it in front of some guy just so they can have them tell them how sexy they are and just so they can have somebody to sleep with that night. And it's really sad. And it makes it hard for the girls with class because the decent ones will get looked over while the guys are all over there busy drooling over the hood rats that are half naked shaking their ass on the dance floor.
And when their head starts sweating full of that cheap Korean weave, they won't take out because they can't afford to keep up with the weave. And that's why their head be stinking. It's not weave that make a person's head stink. It's the fact that you can change that mess out. Let your hair breathe, female. If you can't keep up with weave, don't put it in your head. But this is the thing about these hood rats. They'll sit up there and put weave in their head before they feed their kids. They had their kids looking like, who did it and why, but you got some weave in your head. I can't stand hood rats. Because females that got sense and females that care about their children know how to prioritize. Because they can keep up with it because they work. And when you work for a living, you can keep up with your hair extensions. It's a big difference. I don't see how dudes even fooling them hood rats. I'm sorry. I just can't. And you can look at their hair from a mile away and see that junk. Like, how is you got coarse hair at the top and silky hair at the bottom? That's so stupid.
That don't have anything to do with cheap weave. That's just they don't know how to take care of their own hair properly so it gets damaged. And that's why it's frizzy at the top. So.
But that's who. Let me ask you a question. Anybody, if you go up in a store, and you know it's a hood rat there, you can look at her attitude and everything. Do you still go to her line, or do you go to somebody else's line?
Somebody else.
Go to somebody else's line.
I just go there just to make eye contact.
Usually, I just ignore them.
because they be loud.
Don't make,
they,
as long
they,
as you don't
they,
make
eye
contact,
loud.
Good.
You know what? And they got these glasses I looked into online, and they got a camera in these glasses, like eyeglasses, right? And you know, it shows a HD video, picks up audio and everything. I said I need to order that camera, and then like if I ever see a hood rat, just go on her line and let's see how she really acts. I said because that would be fun.
All she gonna do,
I mean,
is
it'd be in real time.
Well, she won't mess with you because you a guy. But if it's a girl wearing those, let your wife put some glasses on. She was like, I don't know who she thinks she is. What you looking at me for? That's why I don't even make eye contact. Whenever I see, like, if for some reason, if I have to go to Walmart and I know I got to get in the hood rat line, I just know from experience, don't make eye contact. Don't speak. Hand her your money. It's sad. But if you don't want to have problems, like, one time I was in the, I was just in the store minding my own business. I was looking at this girl's shoes because I was trying to, like, I don't know why, but I was just looking at her shoes because she was wearing these ugly brown shoes with a purple dress. And for some reason, that just didn't sit well with me, so I was just staring at them. And then, like, I wasn't doing it in a bad way. It was just, I looked for, like, 30 seconds and looked away. And then she and her little loud friend who were talking about how they just had a baby or some mess. And I didn't see a ring on neither one of those girls' fingers, and they both had kids. And they were sitting there talking about something. Ugh, this is exactly why I don't like to go to the store, because bitches like her are always staring at me. I don't know what she thinks she looking at. Light skin, heifer, fucking bitch. Da-da-da-da-da. She thinks she cute. Like, that's why I know don't even look at them. Because they'll always have some little nasty attitude. They'll have something to say, whether it's nasty or not.
But I want to bring up something, though, that the modern-day emotional male and the hood rat got in common when it comes to at least men. Now, do you notice they worry about who you dating? Have you noticed that? Like, if a brother, let's say if a brother is dating a chick that's not black, the hood rat's be pissed off. And then you got, you know, dudes that are worried about another man and who he's dating.
That.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I dated a white woman for 2 years, and she's actually good friends. I've known her for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you turn on your own race. Oh, you went to the other side. You can't date no good sister. I'm like, man, it was crazy.
And any woman with sense don't care about what you do because she got her own man. But I notice them hood rats always
see,
got
it's the ones, it's the hood rats and the emotional males that can't get a woman or can't get a man. Those are the ones who are always worried about who somebody's dating. If a black man is dating, like, even if a black man says, okay, fine, I'll just date black women because I don't want to deal with the emotional male and the hood rat and their little comments. Then if she's a lighter-skinned female, they'll say, oh, well, you couldn't find a good dark-skinned woman, huh? And then if it's a woman with weave, oh, you couldn't find a girl with natural hair, huh? Like, they always have to have something to say about who you're dating.
You know,
yeah,
but my
you know
thing
what? It's not even, I would even say it's just the emotional males and the females, too, because sometimes the regular man them do that. Like, I remember when I was dating this regular black girl, you know, she's black, everything. And then man them would be like, oh, yeah, you could do better, you know, you could do better. After I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to do better, I'm trying to do well. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm content with who I'm dealing with. But it's just like, next man, it's not even like they're emotional, it's just next regular man will be like, yo, you can do better, you can do better. But it's just like, yo, dog, just because the girl doesn't have a big body and hair down to the this and this, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I find it's not just the emotional people, it's just certain people just like to comment anyway, though.
Yeah,
half these people run off in the mouth.
Emotional or not, a lot of people comment because they just have nothing better to do and worry about what you, who you dating or who you talking to.
Yeah, but see, when I was coming up, man, I never seen dudes worry about the female that another man's with. I really never seen that before. Now, dudes would be like, oh, man, he got a bad chick like that. But other than that, I never seen dudes, like, worry about what another dude is doing because they trying to sit there and get their own female. Or whatever their situation is going on. But now these modern-day emotional males, you worry about what another man got. And that'd be the main one, crying about females 24-7. Oh, these women, oh, these black women, they this and they that. and they come up with, well, white women this. I say, you can't pull a white woman either because you're too much of a crybaby. And a white woman wants you to be a man about yourself because that's the way they were raised. They weren't raised with emotional men like that for the most part. I mean, well, a lot of these men are emotional, but in the essence of how we do it, I'm going to say. So, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy how some of these, you know, people get down, man. But these hood rats, man, like I said, I have no issue getting at them. I have no issue getting at the modern day emotional male because I can't stand the both of them. That's why every time I do a video about a hood rat or modern day emotional male, people get pissed off. Every time.
Well, people get pissed off when I share stuff about hood rats on my page too. And I've had the people like that treated me the worst in my life were hood rats. And since, I mean, if I live in an area like a more of an urban area, and it's just like a big city, that it seems to be like that's where all the hood rats congregate. So it's really hard to find a decent black female friend. And so, I mean, that's off topic. But whenever, like when I posted that picture about the Real Housewives and Section 8, people sat there and got on me and said I'm making fun of black women. Oh, that's not funny. Why are you bashing black women? Why are you insulting black women? I'm not. I'm always the one who's always
it's
trying
a joke.
To
you're proud. It's
it,
like
it is
proud
a joke.
To,
it was a joke.
It's not
you,
even
you're
nothing.
Proud
that's
to be the rat.
I don't know what you put on this inscription, but I put on the inscription coming soon to Bravo. That's what I put on the inscription.
And I shared it, and they said they were getting mad about that. They said that's not
forget
funny.
Forget that. That's why I told that black female on my page, but you didn't have nothing to say when I put up the white girl being ratchet. You didn't have nothing to say. Because I, like I tell people, I'm equal opportunity. I will call you out no matter who you are. So when I told her that, she shut up. She didn't have nothing else to say about bashing. And anybody who comes to my page, no, I don't do that. That's why they don't have no issue when I post things. You know what I'm saying?
I just remembered an incident that happened in high school. I remember there was this black girl in my class, right? And she was like a quiet, like, you know, those little, the humble, quiet black girls, like, you know, she pays attention in the class and everything like that. And then there's this other black girl, you know, the loud mouth, like, yeah, 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 up in everyone's business, like the tug girl, them, she knows gunman, you know, them type of girls, right? And then I was talking to the humble one, right? The quiet one. Like we were talking for weeks, whatever. Like everything was good, you know, everything was good, whatever. I'm talking to her. And then after, I remember one day, the loudmouth one started making fun of that girl. And then she's just like, look at your hair, look at your weave. And then she rallied other people to start making fun of her. And then it got to the point where the girl had her head down in class. She wouldn't even bring her head up or anything like that. And it's just like. The girl, you know, the girl was just making fun of the girl, you know, for no reason. And the girl did nothing to her. And it's just like...
Yeah, they got... Yeah, I've seen...
That happened to me in school plenty of times. Because the hood rats will get mad if they see a girl who they think is attractive or... It doesn't even have to be that. A girl who's just not like them. A girl who has a good head on her shoulders. You can tell she's going places. And the hood rats will just sit there and try to make her life a living hell.
I'm gonna tell you the chicks that catch a living hell from the hood rats. Them light skinned sisters. Oh, they catch it. They catch
no,
hell.
I've seen
hood rats. I've seen hood rats jump.
I'm call me light skin or dark skin or whatever.
Look,
whatever.
I'm gonna tell you something. Hold on. Hold on, Miss Gabriella.
Hood rats all day.
Hold on.
So.
I'm gonna tell you something. My definition of light skin is like Alicia Keys color, Faith Evans color. That's light skin to me. I mean, that's what I'm just used to seeing when it comes to light skin. So with those
shit. In the wintertime.
Well, anyway, that's my point. I've seen chicks like that. I remember it verbatim. This one chick came to school. She was light skinned. All dudes was on her, right? You got them hood rats. And I'm sorry. Every time I've seen them, it's been the darker skinned hood rats. And they hate them females with a passion. Females didn't do them nothing just because dudes is getting at these females. And I remember the last day of school. Never forget that. Man, they all got together, and they jumped that girl. They jumped that girl, beat her down, threw a carton of rotten eggs at this girl and everything. I like, man, that was wrong what they did that girl. And they just because they were hating on her because she was a light-skinned chick to get dudes. I mean, like I've seen it happen so many times, like, to the point that some of them light-skinned sisters are, like, traumatized behind that.
Oh, I know. I mean, I don't. You don't even have to be light-skinned. I'm just saying what I've seen. I mean, I guess where you're, I'm on the East Coast, so our definition of light skin is, I guess I would be medium, and then everybody else lighter than me is like light skin, and then there's dark skin. And if you're light skin or you're in between and you're like even semi-light, you can't, don't even look at a dark skin girl in the face, especially if she's a hood rat, because she's going to have some nasty things to say to you. I get called a bitch every single day.
Wow.
So, well, I have girls walk by.
Said, I guess, well, in the hood rat world, that's a compliment, usually. In the hood rat
world. Well, for them, it's insult. They're like, she thinks she's cute. Look at her hair. And see, that's the thing that I noticed about the hood rats, too. They always got something nasty to say. For some, I think they have some self-esteem issues.
Oh, they do.
Because they always want to talk about some girl's hair. They always want to make jokes.
They are like, the most self-conscious females I've ever seen in my life.
I like your weave, bitch. You think you cute. And they'll just be, like, muttering stuff under their breath. And then when there's, like, if they're with a guy, like, if they're just hanging out with a guy friend, and it's just a bunch of girls, and there's a guy hanging with them, and they see a girl they think is pretty, they're going to sit there and start with insults. It could be a normal girl wearing jeans and a T-shirt, mind her own business, walking down the street. The hood rats will sit there and say, look at her eyebrows. Look at her teeth. Look at her hair. And they'll always, like, find something. They'll try to look for some type of flaw.
They're envious. That's what it is, though. Envious. They're envious.
Oh, yeah, they are highly envious. Like, I just think the females are sad. Like I said, these modern-day emotional males are the same way, just like what Derek was saying. They hating on him about his physique. They hating on, you know, what a dude buy. They hate on what the female a dude have. I mean, these dudes are the same way. You know, I think they're worse because they'll try to sit up here and kill you or try to take your stuff from you just because they jealous. I mean,
that will make them try that.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, hold on a second. I got another call and you let in here. Let's see if it comes up here. I don't know what's going on with this thing here. All right, you got a bunch of ones behind your number. I don't know if you're calling from Skype or some number that's not recognized. You on the show?
Hey, what's up, Avaz Show?
Hey, what's going on? Who is this?
It's Kenny.
Oh, what's going on, Kenny?
Listen, not much. I'm in the Navy, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. I was going to talk about females because you talking about ratchet females and hood rat females, and it seems like they're schemers, like as far as trying to get babies by dudes.
Yes, it's what?
It's got to the point where it seems like they're like schemers for like trying to get trying to have babies by dudes.
Oh, they do it a lot. Yeah. They'll sit there and they'll go to the. I don't know if you saw that picture from. It was a while back. Picture from the All Star Weekend. These girls,
wow.
They'll be the ones with the. With, they had like those butt injections, and they had got it done to the point where it didn't even. They looked like an ant. You know, huge skinny little legs. It looked crazy. And they had long flowing weave and crazy makeup and them little skin tight dresses. And those hood rat females will sit there and they'll go to All Star Weekend or they'll try to go to those draft parties where they, you know, those NBA draft parties, or they'll try to fake their way into like an upscale club so they can sit there and get pregnant by a businessman or a basketball player so they can be like 50 Cent's baby mama, basically getting a free house and $50,000 a month off of child support.
Yeah, we say you have baby by me, BB now, huh? It's that child support hustle in the United States of America. They know the game. They sit up there and get pregnant. They pay. I mean, that's 18 years of money at least.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And if the dude don't
pay it, he going to jail.
That's sad. I'm going to have to.
What is it, alimony or whatever? Are they sue for the? Yeah, it's crazy.
Alimony. I tell people this all the time. When they say, "Oh, alimony," it's the only time alimony affects you unless you're making money. If you're not really making no money like that, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like growing up, I didn't have a dad, so you know, hearing guys like you and some of the other guys online, you know, black older males, it's kind of like you guys are like father figures to me, you know, as far
true,
as having
true,
good advice
true,
and stuff
true.
Like that.
Well, brother, yeah, let me tell you something. I would not look up to none of us like that. I mean, we just regular dudes with an opinion. We make mistakes, we got flaws, and everything else in between.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand. Well, like, you know. I understand it's sad when you don't have, like, somebody you can talk to that's, old like me. I can call my father up and say, hey, Dad, you know, I got this issue or that issue, and hear his take on it. You know what I'm saying? But some dudes don't have that, which is sad. You know, father, I didn't have that all my life in the relationship with my father. And I tell dudes all the time, yeah, try to talk to your father. Find out what really went down, because everything your mama tell you is the truth, what went on with your father. Find out on your own. Do your own investigation. Because once I did my own investigation about the situation with my father, I got mad at my mama. I think my mama lied a lot about some stuff about my father. And I actually have a better relationship with my father now than ever. And my relationship with my mom is not like it used to be because of that. Because it's just, you know, you kept me away from my father by lies for a long time. That wasn't even the truth. And you know how that thing they say, the light of truth always shine. And, you know, my father, man, when your father sit there and tell you the truth, and your father, you know, break down crying in front of you because of this truth, you know what I'm saying? You know when your father lying or not. You know. And like, for, yeah, to watch a grown man sit up there and cry about something, and it wasn't over. He was, you know what I'm saying, just a tear shed behind the stuff to tell his son the truth. That did something to me. You know what I'm saying? I went right at my mom after that. I said, Mom, you know, I talked to my dad, and he filled in the blanks of this and that, and that's why I tell dudes, give your father a chance. Don't just go off what your mama say. Give your father a chance, because he is your father.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, if he no good, well, then you find that out on your own. Don't just listen to her. Oh, your daddy wasn't around. He ain't no good. You don't know what she did to make that happen.
Yeah, you know, I definitely feel you. Like I said, my father's in jail, and like I said, my dad was in jail for murder, so even jail for life. But like, as far as having a conversation with him, we had that conversation, you know, and he said he was upset for not being there when I was younger. You know, my dad was in the streets a lot in drug game. He ended up killing somebody. So, yeah, I do understand, you know, that your mother could lie to you about stuff. But as far as growing up, my dad always, you know, mailed me letters, and he will call sometimes, stuff like that. But if I wanted to, you know, mail my dad, he would be available to me as far as being able to mail him back and forth. You know, but like I said, it's different, you know, being able to, you know.
Yeah. Well, your situation with your father being in jail, I mean, I get that. You know, that's totally different than just your father just, you know, is out there and you just ain't talking to him. You know what I'm saying? That's a totally different situation. But sometimes, you know, you can get with, you know, older brother or whatever, and, man, he look out for you, you know?
Yeah,
that's how all brothers do that.
If you don't have a father in your life, you should have some type of positive male role model.
Yeah. Somebody you could talk to about just some real junk. And I ain't talking about this online. I'm talking about, like, you can actually talk to him about a problem and say, hey, man, I got this issue. Think about it.
Yeah. My pop's 72 years old, and he worked two jobs. I said, you 72? I said, how do you manage to work two jobs? He said, you got to work until you die. That's what you got to do. No point in retiring.
And, you know, and talking about these fathers, greatly contribute to the modern-day emotional male because they don't have fathers in their life. And they're taking on these female traits and the emasculation of, you know, what the female does to them, like that Kiki chick that had her son in some stiletto heels the other day on a picture, talking about, oh, look,
yeah,
my son. She is horrible. She is the epitome of ratchet. You know, at first when people told me about her, I said, man, is this real? You know, I had to look into it. But as I started looking more and more into it, and then somebody, man, they pulled her information quick. They gave me her information on, like, Twitter, like, quick. Say, oh, look, this is her information. Gave me her full name. Gave me her Facebook, gave me her YouTube, the city and state she in. I said, oh, no, I don't want all that. I said, I don't need all that.
Has she been reported yet? Has she been reported yet?
Oh, yeah, she's been reported. You know, she's been reported so many times, it's not even funny. I've had, like, everybody reporting. Black, white, it doesn't matter. I have, like, one lady, a white lady, she reported it to the FBI for the picture. Then, you know, other people say, oh, we calling CPS, and then I heard the New Orleans CPS had like 50 calls in one day behind that chick. So, I'd say at least I think my video has done a good job on that, at least raising awareness to who she is. Like, if she's want to be a ratchet female, go ahead. That's fine. If you want to be ratchet, I'll decline you on Ratchet Picks of the Week or Ratchet Video Weekly. It's no big deal. But when you start involving children, that's when it gets serious for me. You know,
that's what she needs to do.
But Vasho, how was do you remember that story about the guy that beat his daughters because they were twerking?
Oh yeah,
How fast he went to jail? How come a female can, you know, can have a picture of a son, you know? Well, I didn't see the picture, but I heard what you said. And if it is true, then how is it possible that she doesn't go to jail for that?
Well, for some reason, if you see all these gender laws they're trying to pass and the gender-neutral easy-bake oven that Hasbro had to make and the fact that they're trying to make it so that little girls can go in the boys' bathroom and girls can go or boys can go in the girls' bathroom because of their gender identity or whatever. If you were to say that you don't agree with a woman allowing her son to wear high heels, you probably would be labeled as a bigot and you're a homophobe. They would not consider that child abuse.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about that picture. I was talking about the picture when Advisor.
No, that's what Advisor was talking about. He was talking about his son where she was putting her son.
No, not his son, her son.
No. Her son, sorry.
No.
I got tongue tied. She put her son in some high heels and some stiletto pumps, hands on his hips, and they had people big up in the picture saying it was cute. So,
I was talking about the picture with Kiki's son where she had him tied up. That's the picture I was talking about.
And the picture where she said she had her son talking about him, stop crying, your daddy ain't shit, and he's not coming back. That made me mad.
People getting at her every day. People are getting at her every time I walk onto my timeline. Somebody telling her something. And she been getting mad about people being in her inbox. She been getting mad about it.
And she still got a man right by her side cursing the box.
Oh. Yep, idiot.
Well, I mean, he's probably a young dude. Any man over 25 wouldn't be messing with her.
That's the thing. I'm young, and I don't deal with that. I don't deal with girls like that. And what I was saying about how girls be scheming is I had a story about a girl that I was talking to. You know, we were scheming.
Hey, bro, you listening to us in the background. I hear echo.
No, I don't have it on anymore.
Well, somebody has it turned up because I'm hearing the echo.
Hello?
Yeah. Well, somebody.
Yeah.
Someone has a speaker.
A speaker up listening to the show. And like I said, I hear an echo on the radio.
Hello?
Yeah, see, somebody's still doing it. Okay. Yeah, I'm still in echo. You hear me, Miss Gabriella?
Yeah, I hear it.
I got to hear it on school, so that was weird. What you were saying, bro?
Hello?
Yeah, you got the echo. I'll figure out who it is. What's your number, man, right now? That's talking.
It's 215.
275?
215?
Yeah. Okay. 215-276-8361. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, give me a second here, bro. Yeah, I'm trying to... I don't know what's wrong with it with Boss Talk Radio, I guess. I'm coming across now. It's not for them. It's someone else. Because I didn't hear Gabriella talk a lot.
Well, I wasn't saying anything.
No, we don't. Say something. I don't get a little echo.
Oh, well, I don't know what's going on. If I hear the echo.
Sometimes Boss Talk Radio act like that. You give me
maybe it was doing that earlier, but it was for a short period of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's someone has the mic, and then they have the speaker with no headphones. Like the radio show is playing out of the speaker, so the speaker is picking up the microphone is picking up what's coming out of the speaker.
Yeah, my laptop.
Yeah, because I've been running the same. I mean, I have my microphones. My microphones aren't condenser mics. They're dynamic, so they won't pick up like that. And I've been doing the whole show like, you know, the same, so I ain't been picking nothing up. See, I don't hear myself talking now. I quit. So whatever it is, it was probably something on Blog Talk Radio's end or whatever. But anyway, so Ms. Gabriella, want to ask you a question. You got any thoughts about hood rats and the modern-day emotion of males before we get to the talk about anything portion of the show?
I mean, I already told my story about how they've treated me bad, and they still treat me bad. It was horrible in high school because... In my experience, I was always different, as you know right now,
I'm a blogger, and I talk about, like, Japanese fashion and stuff, and I like anime, I like video games. I like the stuff, and I don't listen to, like, 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne and all that. And so all my life I've caught hell from Hood Rats because I just not like them. They're like, oh, what kind of music do you listen to? And I don't tell them what kind of music I listen to because I know they're going to say something. So I just say, they're like, oh, you don't like rap? And I was like, not really. You don't like R&B? No, I mean, I think it's all right, but I don't really like it. And they're like, well, what do you listen to? And I don't want to say anything because if I did, I know they're going to have an issue. Then they'd be like, ugh, why are you looking at that anime stuff? That's for white people. That's for Asian people. And, like, and then because I didn't want to, like, back in the day, girls would be walking around with, like, Rockaware and Baby Fat, and I didn't have that kind of stuff. And so I was called broke. People would make fun of my hair and my clothes, and I was starting to get into, like, Asian fashion. And so I really, really got help on them, like, every single day. They always, it would get to the point where I didn't even want to go to school sometimes because they would always have something to say. And they would all gang up on them. Just like you said in that, how they all ganged up on that one girl, the quiet girl you were talking to. That's pretty much how I was in high school. I was always the quiet, soft-spoken one who didn't really talk much, did my work, and went home. You know, I wasn't that type that wanted to be the loudest girl in class and be doing little nasty dances at parties. And so the Hood Rats always had an issue with me because, oddly enough, it would be easier for me to get along with guys than them. So I could have a whole, like, 5 or 6 guys, and we could be talking about video games or something, and they can't do that because all they know how to talk about is reality TV and what's the latest song and whatever. But I can talk about anything. And so they seem to hate the fact that a girl could actually entertain a guy with conversation rather than just Hood Rat antics. So they'll always gang up on me and try to, like, it'll be like 5 or 6 of them trying to corner me in the bathroom trying to start a fight.
Those Hood Rat whores.
I have a Hood Rat. Oh, wow.
Yeah, now, Miss Gabrielle, when you were talking about that, my daughter was just, like, big up in everything you were saying because she liked the same thing you like.
Well, I mean, I know I don't think she goes to one of those urban schools. But I went to a.
No, she don't. No, she goes to a predominantly white school, so she's
she'll
okay.
She'll be fine.
She'll be okay because she went to school with the Hood Rats, it'd be on.
Right.
The few black girls that she had ran into, they were calling her Oreo.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. Also, just because you're black, you have to. That doesn't mean that you have to like the stereotypically black stuff.
But of course, yeah, that's how a lot of black people are, though.
Yeah, it's a true thing, you know, because the same thing. Because I'm a man, like I play video games and things like that, right? But honestly, I never had that problem because I the way how I portrayed myself, I made myself not look happy. So when people seen certain things, they didn't really comment. Whenever they did comment, I would always hear it through somebody else and be like, oh, yeah, how come that guy does this? Or, oh, that guy's a Bible thumper. Why is that wrong with his Bible? And it's always just like, but no one ever directly came up to me and said anything like that, right? So
yeah, that's what they say to me. Somebody would come to me and say, you always give somebody a dirty look. I said, that's the way I look. But no one would ever say it directly to me, but I would hear it from other people.
I mean, I actually had that's the persona I have to have now. Like, people always be like, why you look like you're mad? It's just because I don't want people to bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to get old for your time keeping all that up and getting people.
I don't frown my face up, but I kind of just look, I just don't.
One thing I said I'm not going to do, I'm not going to change nothing about myself to make other people feel comfortable. Like, F you. That's how I feel about
it's
it.
It's not to make
people feel look like
it's just like, I don't
that's
even
how I feel. It. Because somebody going to have something to say no matter what. If they talked about Christ, they're definitely going to talk about you. So that's how I feel about it.
Well, if you're short and you could be easily beat up, maybe you wouldn't have to have that same attitude that I have to have.
Well, you know, you can also get a concealed handgun license and then that shortness go away real quick with a slug.
And I'm not about to get shot.
I'm talking about you the one that have a gun.
I know, but if I have a gun, they're going to call Ray Ray and whatever, her little... She's going to call her boyfriend and her brother,
No, you don't ever pull out the gun unless you're gonna shoot, though. That's what the main thing is. You don't ever pull out the gun unless you're gonna shoot. That's the main thing. You don't let don't let them ever know. Don't let them ever know you have a gun until you're gonna shoot them down. That's basically it. And then when because if they know that you have a gun, then they're gonna tell Ray and all that shit. Like, don't ever pull out a gun just to scare them. The main thing is, if you have to ever pull out a gun, you have to shoot it. That's the main thing. So. That's my comment on that.
Yeah, we were talking about guns. We were talking about that last night. We were talking about shotguns. And, you know, that's one of the best home defense weapons is a shotgun. And I say, you know, I was talking to this dude. White dude, you know, these white dudes, they know all about these ammunition and rounds and all this other stuff. He was telling me that, you know, I said, man, they have some real good non-lethal shotgun shells that's not going to really, you know, kill a person, but really they're going to feel it. He said, well... He said he got this salt rock shells, if you want to use those. Say, what is that? He said it shoots a bunch of salt rock, and it goes into the skin. It penetrates it, and they say it's going to burn because it's salt. That's all in their skin. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, they'll feel it. He said, really feel it. You don't want to kill them. He said, if you hit them with a salt rock, he said, it'll put them down. He said, they may be able to get back up, but they're going to be excruciating pain for some days. And then he told me something about this new round called, he said, Dragonfly rounds, where he said it's like it's buckshot, and the moment the buckshot hits you, it lights up a fire.
Wow.
You don't light somebody on fire?
Yeah, that buckshot lights on fire when it hits you, when it contacts you.
That's scary.
Yeah, but he says it's expensive, but he says it's illegal.
And then what if the flames jump on you when you both...
I'm just telling you what he was telling. Because you want to get into, like, talking about guns, talking with the white dudes. They were talking about guns all night long. And don't tell them you believe in the Second Amendment. Oh, they love you to death then when you tell them you believe in the Second Amendment.
They'd be your best friend.
Oh, yeah, they do. You believe in the Second Amendment? You don't believe they should take our guns away? Oh, man, shoot. They like, we your friends. They'd be happy to see a black guy that believe in the Second Amendment.
Now, too bad I live in Canada. We don't get those.
I don't think there's anything wrong with people having guns. I think that if they were to take our guns away, it's not going to stop the criminals from getting.
Well, exactly. Look at Chicago. Chicago is a gun-free city, and look what's going over there. I guarantee that wouldn't happen down here in Texas because everybody carrying a lot of guns in Texas. And this is the thing. They recently had a neighborhood here in Texas that gave out shotguns to everybody in the neighborhood to have just for home defense.
Free shotguns.
And teaching you how to shoot them. See, you break in somebody's house here in Texas, you may not come out of that house.
I mean, honestly, I think that's a good idea.
And in Texas, believe in the castle doctrine. And also, like, especially the way out of it, even somebody step on your property, you can shoot them. As long as you put the no trespassing sign, you got to do the three things. First, you got to, you know, get their attention. You got to let them know you're armed. If they don't move, then you have the right to shoot them. That's simple. That's why I say you don't have them issues like you have. You know, yeah, we got thugs. Every place got thugs. But it's not wild and crazy like you say like a Chicago would be. Yeah. Or New York, like where they can't carry guns over there either.
I think of the gun laws is the same way I think about prohibition when they try to get rid of alcohol. If there's a demand for it, even if it's illegal, people are still going to find a way to get it. So it's really not, I mean, you can make gun laws and take everybody's guns away. People are still going to find some type of way to get them.
Well, the thing is, what they've been trying to do is they can't really take the guns away, but they've been trying to take the ammunition away. Because the white dude told me that, you know, it's hard to get ammunition in the United States. So a lot of companies in China was, you know, making ammunition and shipping it here. Where recently the U.S. and blocked those companies from shipping us ammunition here. Now, why is that? You know, they don't want you to have it. That's why. But, yeah, they stockpiling all.
And then, yeah, I heard the Department of Homeland Security had a contract with the ammo-making companies for the next couple of years to produce ammo for them.
Exactly. Right there. Why they want all that ammo for? You know, like, you could question, why is it that we got U.N. troops in the U.S., Russian and Chinese troops in the U.S.? Why they have them there? Why they building FEMA camps for? I mean, it's all kind of things you can look at that this government is doing, and they preparing for something. They preparing, and I'm going to tell you who else is preparing. Believe it or not, I've been talking to them. White folks is preparing for something to jump off. They stockpiling weapons. They stockpiling.
Well, I'm doomsday preppers. They preparing for something.
The white folks told me that I'm not going to use the words they use because the NSA could be listening. But the white folks preparing. That's the only thing I'm saying. They say they ready. They ready. They say if something jumps off. And they say they thought something was going to jump off with the government shutdown because they know something would have jumped off and it shut everything off, like the mail, the food stamps, the welfare. If they would shut everything off and it would still be like that, yeah, white folks say it would really take to the street, you know. Because like, I even asked them a couple of times, I say, what is it about y'all as white people? What do y'all know is about to happen that we don't as minorities? Because y'all the one of them lines at the academy, like wrapping around lines trying to get good ammunition. You say, we see what's coming, that's what. I'm like, okay. So that's them on that. I'm telling you, white folks.
Let's hope it doesn't happen until I retire. Cause I'm gonna be chilling in the beaches of Africa, drinking my little pineapple drink on the beach, enjoying myself while y'all guys are having waging war on the street.
You know, and some of them are very radical in what they say too. And I've checked a few of them for to run off of the mouth. You know, especially at the job. You know, this one dude was making a comment about the president, and I don't think I'm not gonna repeat verbatim what he said. Because, like I said, you never know, NSA. But I said, you know what?
No,
you want that? Yeah, hey, man, Snowden put it out there. Shoot, they listen to everything. Anyway.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah, you already said enough trigger words to get them to listen in anyway, so.
Hey, I'm not saying nothing that can't be said. I ain't say a word. Anyway, the guy said something. And if the government would have found out what he said, he'd have been arrested on the spot, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I said, you wouldn't want that to happen, what you're saying. I said, because that would turn things upside down to a point that you don't want to see. And so you thought, because a lot of them were scared after Zimmerman verdict. They were afraid. They were literally afraid that black folks was going to go crazy. They were afraid. They were literally afraid.
He wanted to do something to the president or something. He said he was going to do something to the president or something.
Yo, yeah, a lot of them say that stuff. And I tell them this. You don't want that to happen. You really don't want that to happen.
Oh,
I said, that's
no,
the
that
last
doesn't.
Thing you want to happen. Really, it would be the last thing. I say, because you want to see black folks get together for one time, that'll happen.
Yeah, that'll be it, yeah.
We'll put away all our differences to the side for that.
That's true.
You better sign the hood rats with that one. The hood rats will be involved in that, too.
Hey, Advisor.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about Obamacare? And do you think it's deeper than what they're trying to make it seem on TV?
What I don't like about Obamacare is the requirement for you to have insurance. That's the part I don't like about it. In other words, let's say you don't have insurance. If you don't take Obamacare, you will be fined by the IRS for not taking it. Because they want you to have insurance, period. And what if you don't believe in doctors? What if you're one of them spiritual healers or something? I mean, in America, you be whatever you want to be. You don't have to take their health care. You don't. And that's a part of it I do not like right there. Now, I don't plan on taking that. I mean, thank God me and my wife, we do have, you know, insurance and everything on our family. But, you know, the thing is, you know, some people do need it. Some people really need it, and it is a good thing. I just think they need to remove that provision of it where you're going to penalize somebody for not taking it.
Mm. I thought they give you a tax credit to be able to afford it.
But, you know, like my wife was saying, well, if they don't penalize them, they won't do it. Why don't you do like Canada? In Canada, if you pay taxes, you got health care. That's how it is in Canada.
I mean, it's something like that in a bunch of different countries, but the taxes are crazy high.
Yeah.
Like when we were living in Germany, everything was – the cost of living was higher. The taxes were higher. You had to pay – well, I mean, that was just part of their system, but you had to pay to use the public bathroom. Like, life is different. And – yeah, sure. I mean, I know that but before we had Obamacare and all these government programs and things, the taxes weren't as high because they don't need as much from the people to support these things. So for me, my issue with this, if they were to ever make a free health care for just everybody, like let's say they were going to do it like they do in other countries, like they have in Germany where they have great hospitals, great doctors. Like when my mom went and got her surgery, the facility was beautiful. But at the same time, the taxes are crazy high. So that was my issue. Like I don't want to have to pay like extra taxes on everything, clothes, food, higher taxes that you have to pay for the government and having to pay, like, extra at toll booths, and maybe they might even have a pay for public bathroom like they have in other countries. Like, you have to pay 25 cents to get in.
Yeah, I feel that, but it just seems very unfair when you got people that's on welfare that gets insurance off our money. You got people that work, but they may not be able to afford insurance. It's just kind of messed up that we're paying for their insurance. It's kind of weird. Like, I'm covered with insurance, me being in the military, but I'm just saying I think it's a little unfair. You got hardworking people that's in that middle class range that may not be able to afford healthcare. You got people in the low class that gets it for free. It just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I want to add something here, because I say since we only got 24 minutes left. Man, have y'all been paying attention to all that drama on YouTube right about now?
What's going on?
Oh, man. You know, the reason I keep saying, this is why I haven't watched TV in 4 months. The amount of drama I see on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube is enough to keep me entertained 24/7.
You ain't lying. It's always something jumping off every week.
There's always something. It doesn't even have to be the YouTube commentary community with all the drama we got right now. There's drama in the fitness community, drama in the Facebook community, drama all over. I don't know who's outside with the wind. There's drama all over the internet. And it's like, all you got to do is, if you just bored, just scroll down your news feed. You have some guy whining about being cheated on. You got some girl talking about child support. I mean, and then there'll be like people having like these little cyber battles and like little internet wars. You just be sitting there laughing.
And then the latest one was with the Kanye West when he brought the white Jesus on stage. And people are like, oh, that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy.
Kanye West is an attention whore. He'll do anything he can.
Yeah, he with the right female, because they both attention whores. So he with the right female.
Oh, yeah, that's a match made in heaven.
It is.
Until she finds somebody else, but, you know.
Oh, no, Kim ain't stupid. I'm going to think about that whore. She ain't stupid, because she know good and well she's on the decline. She knows. So she had that baby, and she going to be good for 18 years. She good.
So your advice, I want to ask you.
That's what all celebrities do. When they feel like they're about to fall off, they have a baby. And then they start, and then they do, like, magazine interviews talk about how they lost the baby weight. So that gives them at least 2 years, like two more years.
Yeah, you know.
I want to ask you something. I want to ask you. You know about the those Hebrew Israelites?
They always getting at me.
Who?
The Hebrew Israelites.
They don't bother with me because I don't really entertain them. I mean, but I guess Miss Gabriella got issues with them. I don't have it. No,
it's the Hotep. It's the fake Hebrew. The Hebrew Israelites. They always be getting at me, kind of telling me Jesus is black, trying to fight me on the internet. And like I said, they'll be the same ones creeping in my inbox, telling me how pretty I am. But publicly, they will sit there and they will completely, they'll like gang up on me, and then they'll have the black people in them little black pride Hotep groups or whatever. They'll sit there, like the females will be making fun of me, and then they'll have like they'll bring in all the guys to make fun of me too. And then they'll sit there, and this one chick was talking about something. Let me grab my chai latte and my popcorn while I watch this fight unfold. And I was just like, and I just said, I'm not even going to entertain this. Bye. And just left.
Yeah, that's what
they do. They're getting ready to start a fight. I guess they're bored. And you'll see them. They'll be up on Facebook until 4 and 5 and 6 in the morning trying to fight with people over whether Jesus was black or not. Or how they'll be saying things about how white people are animals and things like that. It's ridiculous.
And I every last one of them that I've at least ran into had one thing in common: they broke.
No, there they are. All of them are all broke.
You're not going to impress me. Look, impress me when you got a bunch of money and then and Hotep helped you get it. Then I'm a listener. If Hotep didn't help you get it, I don't really want to hear you. I can stay broke on my own. I don't need that.
Oh, exactly. I definitely can.
Either they're broke or they're unattractive, because most of them, they either got a fake picture for a profile picture, or they fat, ugly, couldn't get a man or couldn't get a woman, so that's why they have to all lump together in a group, because that's the closest thing they will ever get to a relationship, and it's sad.
Yeah, see, that's why in the comment sections on YouTube, Facebook, that's why sometimes you may not see me commenting a whole lot, but I do read a lot of it, is because that's where most of the mess gets started, is in the comment section. It do. You know, and that's why I say I don't play with them no more. I just say, you know what? I say my goal this year is to block 1,000 accounts. And just this year alone, I started off with like 20 accounts blocked on my channel, 20. And I'm already up to 912. And I'll be hitting that 1,000 before the end of the year. I can put that post on my Facebook page. I blocked 912 accounts just this year alone. Wow. Of course, you know where all that came from. The king of the modern day emotional males.
But just, I mean, honestly, they don't have nothing better to do. Because at first it bothered me when they came and started attacking me on my channel. But when I looked at their little profile pictures, I'm telling you, these are the kind of people. I was like, no wonder why they have to follow behind somebody, because they could never get a woman themselves. That's why they hate black women so much, because they were some of the most unattractive. It was like men and like fat old men and fat old women. And it's like a lot of them, they couldn't, they have so much hate in their heart because they're lonely and they're bored. So all the only entertainment, the only excitement they have in their life is to be messing around and be trolling people on YouTube 24/7.
That's all they do. Like for instance, kid you not, it was like 4:07 this morning. Like I find out on my old video I did say more proof to 73% are destroying the black community or whatever. You check your emails and you see like, okay, somebody leave you a message. Well, lo and behold, I get, you know, a message says, oh, this video sounds just like me, word for word, OMG. Like, what straight guy says that? But anyway, I said, well, I checked into the account, and guess who it was? My good old friend, Tommy, on my page. And then he puts it on his – and I investigated. He puts it on his page, and then all these people coming to my page, oh, you got me in him, and, you know, do your own thing, and you got me in him. And I say, oh, this is about to be fun. I'm about to block all of them. You know what I'm saying? Including him, too. You know,
I don't agree everything he says, but he got some good points. But he does.
My whole thing about him, man, is this. Look, my whole thing about him is like, okay, black women, fine. Yes, I understand black females do some messed up stuff. I agree with some of that. But you know, it gets old. It gets old talking about your females 24/7, though, bro. It gets old. Like, you want to lie to just black females. Like, why don't you teach me how to make some money? Teach me how to get a female. Teach me how to be in a relationship with one. Teach me how to work with her to raise my kids right. That's what I'm talking about. I care less about what the females do. I just don't fool with them. Then what? I'm still in square one. I don't know how to get the ones that I want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why it just, for me, it's just silly. And, you know, it's like, well, my situation with that, and like I said, I just say, you know, I'm not even wasting my time making videos. I say what I want to say on my radio show. But if I'm that insignificant, why do you keep on coming to my page and watching my videos? If I'm that insignificant, that's the thing. I don't waste my time on people that I feel is insignificant to me. So why do you keep doing that? Well, the fact of the matter is we do make videos in the same genre. Yes, we do. And there's nothing wrong with that. But this, you know, instead of, like I say, stepping his game up to be better and show he's the better man, no, he wants to just stay on my page. I say, well, I guess go ahead. You want to promote my channel like that? Go ahead.
It's not even that you guys copy each other, because I've watched plenty of black commentaries, and usually, I'm not going to say all blacks, but a lot of black people have a similar viewpoint on something. So you can actually, if I was to watch Lovely T, I watched your video, I watched like 5 or 6 other black commentators. It doesn't even have to be black. It could be any commentator on YouTube. Most of them have the same view, but with a little bit of twist. And so if you actually did watch more than one commentator, they're going to say almost the exact same thing. And just, they might not even have they've never seen each other's videos, never spoken to each other at all. It's just that sometimes there isn't, I mean, what else, if they're going to see a video about two black women fighting, what unique thing could each person say?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all going to sound somewhat, everybody's going to say, oh, that's messed up. They shouldn't have done that. Oh, they're acting crazy, blah, blah, blah. That's it.
You know what I find about Tommy, this guy is a big hypocrite, because here's the thing, like, yeah, like you said, how, like, okay, Advice Show will do a video on a similar topic. Lovely T.I. will do a video on a similar topic. But the thing is, there's different levels of insight. You know, each person gives a different perspective, their viewpoint, but it all builds on and what we all see, right? So the thing is about Tommy, the man's a big hypocrite. When he sees that you're doing the same something similar, you know what he should do? He should be like, you know what, we have the same goals in mind. We should collaborate. Or maybe we should do like a guest type show type thing. You know what I mean? It should be a collaboration to work together to expose more of these things. It shouldn't be a competition. And it's like he's trying to almost make himself be the only person on. He wants to be
but
the only person on YouTube.
If you do the same story, he will bash you for doing the same story he does.
Exactly, and it should
but
be.
That, but
it,
see,
it
that's
should,
why. That's why
bashing.
One time. That's why one time in the video, I said I put it out there. I said just so. I said just because he said that. I said I'm about to tell everybody where the stories are coming from. That way they can do it. I said, you know what? Go to ilpvideo.com. Go to worldstarhiphop.com. Go to news1.com and all these different sites. Or just watch your email what people send you, maybe your local news or whatever. Start there. That way I gave the game out to everybody. Go ahead. I don't care if you do a story I'm doing. Who cares? It's your own opinion. And number one, I got my own channels to worry about. I ain't worried about you and what you got going on. Like, my opinion is my opinion on the story. That's it. I move on to the next story. And everything for me is not centered around black females. A black female may be in it, but it's not going to be like, oh, you see how these black women are, and all these black women, like, that's that one black female in the story. Not all of them. I mean, it's like, it's silly. But one thing, you know, I heard some haters talking about me the other day, and I was actually proud of this. They was asking, you know, oh, does he always talk about black females? They said, no, he talks about everybody. So I was happy about that. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
I do.
Is,
you, want,
you do.
I get at Bill O'Reilly in a minute. I got some videos I'm going to post today getting at them about racism and discrimination. I have no issue getting at them about that. If you don't treat us wrong, I'm gonna call you out. Period.
You know, I used to listen to Tommy, you know, but then there was one video that marked him as a big hypocrite, because you know how y'all was clowns on black women, like, oh yeah, black women doing this, the twerking, they're doing that, da da da. And then you know that caramel, I don't know, whatever, the girl.
Yeah, I heard.
Twerking,
yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
then he always
started,
yeah, I heard about that. I know about that. And then when he had the chick on his radio show, he was simping hard.
He actually went on a date with the girl, you know. Like, the man's in a boat with the girl, and they're walking in a park and everything. And I'm like, yo, what the hell? You're sitting there batting up the garden for twerking by this and twerking up here and beer ratchetness.
Yeah,
but
like,
in my opinion,
he shot his own credibility down when he did that. Like, people was applauding him for making that video. But when he showed up with the chick, they just shot him down right there.
Yo, and then, he admitted that he even had sex with the girl back. So it's just like, yo, what is this guy? Yo, from what I seen that, I'm like, yo, unsubscribe. I'm like, yo, this guy's a big hypocrite, Regin. This man's a big hypocrite because, yo, the man has like 30,000 videos batting up black women for doing that exact same thing. And then he's going to go on, his man's taking the girl on a date, going on a boat and walking in park and... Yo, and I'm looking at this guy like, yo, this guy's a clown, Benjamin. Like, that's
and
my,
then
kill him
about
kid.
It, if you had saw that video and you looked at her body language, she wasn't even feeling that dude like that. She really was. Like, she looked at him like he was a clown. I mean, if you watch it and look at her body language, you know when a female, like, is trying to be nice to you or whatever, and they just keep that distance? I mean, that's the way, and he was cracking these little lame jokes, and the chick was just laughing like, okay, like that. I mean, watch the video, you see what I'm talking about. I like, dog, man, for real, you went out like that. I mean, you up here just going off on this chick, and then you're going to go out like that.
One thing I told him last time he called the show.
There's been times where people have, like, made the little chop-up videos where they'll, like, take, like, clips of things that he said earlier, and then they've caught him in his lies many times. Of course, those videos get flagged down, so. But... You know, because any sign of trouble, when people actually call him out and they catch him in his lies, then he'll usually flag those down. And those
That's why I don't respect that cat. My thing is, I respect him a lot if he just sit there and dish it out and could take it. I respect that. I say, hey, man, I respect the man. He put it out, he could take it. But every time somebody get up at him, he wants to try to send his army to flag people down. Of course, he tried that mess with me many times. And, you know, y'all, everybody know that. You know, go flag him down. Yeah. And, you know, it didn't work. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like for some people it do work. But the thing is about this dude, it's like I don't know. These people are so silly. It's like they give this dude all this money, and then all of a sudden he throw it in their face. I'm staying in a mansion now. Like, y'all are so stupid. Y'all are so stupid. Y'all are stupid. I'm a laugh at it. And the killing part about him, accepting all those donations, it's like, you know what kind of pressure you put on yourself, like, to make a movie that's like this? It better be like Steven Spielberg quality or people going to clown you.
He did one video. I think it's a basketball game when a guy, when that bone was sticking out of his knee, he clowned the players for getting upset, crying, calling them a bunch of wimps.
I remember that. I was like, how are you being a wimp if you don't want to see somebody with their bone out of their leg? I'm squeamish.
Yeah.
I could not stand to see somebody with some, I couldn't even barely, like, I could barely stomach looking at that picture, let alone seeing it in real life. You know how horrific that is? That doesn't make you a coward. I mean, some people just don't want to look at blood and bones and stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
just,
Vasho.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the thing about that Cameron Kent thing that was kind of weird is, like, he made a video saying, you know, blah, 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 like, who, like, what type of man cares what another man's doing. So, like, the first time, you know, somebody said something negative about him, he starts claiming, well, what other man cares what another man is, what man cares what another man is doing. Like, so he basically tries to say that you're gay for caring what he's doing. So the first thing that he did was try to say, well, you're gay if you give a fuck what I'm doing. It's like, well, that's kind of, you're definitely a hypocrite for that. And the first time something go wrong, he won't call you gay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, all that other thing he tells people about, oh, you make a bunch of videos about him. You know, you ain't got nothing to do with yourself. You know, who makes a bunch of videos about another grown man? But, yeah, you made about 40 videos about me.
And an accountant. Exactly. Send people to clown me.
Yeah, yeah. Send in clowning Miss Gabriella, like, for what? She ain't got nothing to do with it. But, yet he was doing that to bait me to go back and forth with him. Because, see, I get his game. He want me to mention him and make videos. That way I can draw people, you know, my attention and my people to him or whatever. That's what he does. So that's why a lot of people say, oh, he clowned you. He did and he did. I said, no, he didn't clown me because I have no shame, number one. Number two, I see the bigger picture. That's why I don't go after those videos or nothing. Let them stay up. Because,
that's why I kept my mouth quiet. Cause
yeah, because it draws. So every video this guy makes about me. Okay.
If I was to go back and forth, it would just help him out in the end.
It would. And like every video this guy makes about me, let me tell you what happens out of it. One or two things. Either they come to my page and troll and say, oh, yeah, he right. Or a lot of times what happens is, you know what? I've been watching your videos. You're nothing like how he said. I'm subscribing. I actually like what you're saying because it's like more of a diverse commentary than just about black women. That's happened to me so many times.
True.
So why would I say a word about him making a video about me? He could talk about me all he wants. Great. If it wasn't been for him to sit up here talk about me 24/7 trying to clown, he the one that's the cause of me getting a lot of views and subscribers. It's him. If he would have left me alone,
true.
I probably wouldn't be where I'm at. It's him, straight up. And the thing is, he can't stand about me.
True.
I'm extremely persistent. That's the difference between me and him. You know, I'm going to say some other people that went against him. Like, it's no reason to go against him. Let him promote your stuff. If he got more fans or whatever, let him do it. Don't get mad at it. Let him talk. Let him say stuff all day long. They come to your account, block him. That's it. Don't say a word. Don't turn.
Exactly. I don't go back and forth with foolishness like that. Because I remember there was this one hip-hop artist, a female hip-hop artist, and she was talking about how, like, she'll say, this guy will say, well, why don't you attack the people that come at you on Twitter? And she said, why would I lower myself to that level to sit there and go after some troll? All that's going to do is just give them free publicity, and I'm wasting time going back and forth with somebody who really doesn't have anything going on for themselves. That doesn't, whatever their opinion of me is, that doesn't stop me from, you know, doing what I have to do, and that doesn't stop my success. So I've been having, like, I have that same attitude. Whenever the best advice I had gotten was when someone insults you and has something negative to say at you, don't even get mad at it, especially if they're doing worse than you. And they don't have anything going for themselves. Yeah. I'm like, because I always tell myself, you know what? I'm a beautiful and smart girl. I have a great future ahead of me. The sky is the limit for me. This person that's insulting me is 35 years old, sitting around at 4 a.m., making fun of somebody who's, like, probably 10 years younger than them.
And you know, it's you know, this the thing though. Like they always say, you know, if you argue with a fool, who could tell who's the fool from a distance? You get what I'm saying? So you just don't sit there and just argue with nobody like that. You just let them talk. I mean, let them talk. Like I said, that dude right there though, y'all talking about. You ever seen The Lion King? You remember Timon? Remember him? He the beer cat. He got a big mouth. Oh, he got so much to say, but when stuff go down, he gets scared. He hides. Same thing. Yeah, just always got something to say. Big mouth. You know.
Real quick, what's your take on that?
Isn't a meerkat though?
Yeah, he's a meerkat. Yeah, you know Timon. You know, then he always tries to sit here call me names. He's shriveling up like, I mean, he must have met up with Lamar Odom drug dealer or something. Cause that dude's shriveling up out there in California. He looks like he's sucking a glass dick for real. Yeah, I'm sorry. He called me names. I'm just putting it out there. He always want to call me names. I'd rather be what I am. Ain't worrying about my weight and what I do. I say, yeah, I get to the gym. I do my thing. I'm working on myself all the time. But, you know, I'm not shriveling up like I'm on that crack. I'm just saying. I'm not.
I
he's a vegetarian, though,
because
he wants to be.
How do you feel about his video where about that girl that you called Precious? He tried to spin that on you.
Yeah, well, see, that's another thing. He tried to spin that and say, oh, look, he's calling dark-skinned black woman Precious and all this other stuff. He started a bunch of mess between me and that girl, and that girl, like I said, she totally forgot what she said to me at the time. I made a response when that dude had brought that chick name up. I remembered I made a comment. That was it. He set up that. He was trolling that radio show I was on, trolling it, because nobody invited him at all. He was trolling that man.
Oh, yeah, he trolls our show, too.
He trolls our show. Oh, yes, he does. He's called our show before. And, you know what I'm saying? More than once.
Oh, I remember that.
And I said to myself, never again I'm going to let him on my show, because he is like, I can't deal with the modern-day emotional male. It's like dealing with a female, and I can't deal with a messy female. I can't do it. I can't get on their level. Now, it only takes another woman to get on their level. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it.
For your conversations like
well,
that.
Well, anyway, let me tell you what happened. This chick, you know, comes to me, you know, makes a video saying I'm a liar and all this other stuff. I say, yeah, you say what you said. I say, the only thing, no. I say, I'm going to say, maybe I should have came at you a different way about it. And I said, I shouldn't have said that the way I said it. So I say, I apologize for my words. Left it at that. She said, I appreciate that. Then she turns right back around and say, oh, he left a half apology. What's half apology? I said that.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. Wow. And that's why I said, see, this is why I said to myself, this is why I don't fool with Negro. But really, what got that jumped off was him. It wasn't her. It was him. He the one trolled that show and put that up there. And then she made her video, and he said, oh, I'm on it. I'm going to use your video to make a video. And he made another video using my video and her video and all this other stuff. I'm like, dude, like, for real? It's like, you've been trying for a year, bro, a whole year to slander me, to smear me, and all you doing is making me better. It's like, stop telling people to come to my channel, and that way I go away into obscurity with my lame and boring self. But you know what? Guess what? A lot of people watch. They like what they do. And I can also talk outside of just black women. I say, my Ratchet Video Weekly channel, people loving that more and more every day. And I don't even talk about black women. I just joke around. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's totally, like, just different. And, like, what I understand by some of his followers is that you want to see a news report entertain you. I don't go watch no news channel to be entertained. I go watch Cat Williams or somebody if I want to laugh. Not a news report. That's probably a lot of Negroes. They don't want to sit here and get any information. All you want to do is be entertained. So, yeah, I'm not the guy to watch then if you want to be entertained. I'm just not.
Real quick.
All
right. Remember that.
I mean, your
remember
videos
that,
do entertain me, but it's a different type of entertainment. It's not, I mean, everything. You don't rely on the insults. It's more of like a wit, and sometimes it's like an occasional sarcasm. But your humor is different than the. I consider like insulting people and like purposely trying to be funny as the lowest form of humor, because I grew up on musicals and screenplays where people actually had to really rely on comedic talent rather than just calling people, rather than having a curse word coming out of your mouth. 30 seconds.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have any of y'all watched my Ratchet Video Weekly channel?
Yeah, I've watched it a few times.
Watched it a few times? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to see that one.
Yeah, well, that's a totally different channel, totally different side of me on there. And like I said, some people like it, some people don't. But for the most part, most people like it. And then I remember, you know, when he tried to clown and say, oh, he got a channel talking about Ratchet, you know, videos. And I said, let me tell you something. 90% of my supporters are black women on that channel. So, like, what is he talking about? Not even dude.
Did he get abused by a black woman before? Because he has so much hatred for black women. I just don't understand it. I mean, you don't
My thing is this. If you can't stand them females, just don't fool with them. Don't date them and get the chick you want. There's no reason to be making, like, 2,000 videos about them all the time. I mean, it's true. It's more to life than just talk about those females. And then, I mean, one time somebody called him out about, man, didn't you do that talk before on your radio show? And he going to tell them, oh, well, what's old to you is new to somebody else. I'm like, wow. In other words, you're recycling the same stuff about black women 24/7. People talk to you about black women.
There's only so long that you can keep saying same stuff about somebody before it gets old and it starts to get repetitive.
Yeah, like there's more to life than just black women. Like, I got brothers got issues we talk about. Everybody got issues that affect them. We all live in this country together and all that stuff, and we need to talk about all these different issues, not just one group of people and the ills that they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, brothers are hands, like, our hands are clean, and we just angels, and we do nothing wrong. I'm like, come on, man. We all do wrong.
What's your take on that guy that was shot by them cops and about, he said his baby mama was dogging him to the son that he was a bad father?
On my Advice Show Throwbacks channel, I did a two-part series to that. I don't know if y'all subscribe to that one. I did a long two-part series to that. I showed my opinion, and I showed his Facebook page how much this man loved his son. So that's on that channel. I didn't post it to Advice Show TV. So that's why I tell people, subscribe to all my channels. That way you know what's going on in my Facebook page. Click the like button. I post everything there I do that day.
I was the one that sent you that. Yo, I sent you that video or the Facebook page and the remember.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, I don't know. It was you. I appreciate you sending it. But yeah, I put all that up on my Advice Show Throwbacks channel. I think I left a pretty good opinion about what I thought about that female on that particular video. Ms. Gabrielle, before we wrap it up, Ms. Gabrielle, you want to do your little information before we wrap this up?
Oh, no, we don't got less time left. Okay, well, you don't have to get on my page. I'm not going to go into detail what's on it because that's for you to see for yourself. But I would appreciate it if you would just politely give a peek to my website because, you know, I'm a blogger by occupation. So it's www.gigi-asare.com, and if you're actually not interested in fashion and stuff, you could actually just add me on Facebook because I try to uplift people. I talk about some of the issues we have in the black community. I do all kinds of different things on Facebook, so maybe you could add me on Facebook because. So it's facebook.com, /whatever, Even Angels Falter. So that's how you can find me.
All right. So Ms. Gabrielle got everything going on. So as I stated before, you know, make sure you check out my website if you get a chance, theadviceshow.com. Make sure you click the like button on Facebook /theadviceshow. Same thing as Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. You have that thing. Everything's The Advice Show. You subscribe to all my channels, which is Advice Show TV. We have Ratchet Video Weekly. We have Advice Show Throwbacks and Simps Anonymous. I need to get more into that Simps Anonymous channel. I'm very lacking on that.
Yeah, I like
I've been very behind on that lately because I've been focusing so – I have my hands in so many different things with these channels and plans I have for them. I'm one guy, so it's kind of hard sometimes, but I'll get it together. You guys appreciate you joining the show. You have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time we do another show.
All right, take care.
All right.
You too.